October 2nd, Carl Smith.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Today's story is a hard one. Carl is not his real name, but Carl is a real man who had to deal with real sin. There was nothing easy about it. On this date, in 1989, Carl was released from prison.
Confronting sin is hard, but brings freedom. Carl Smith stared at the barren cell. How had he gone from a happily married, church-going man to a prisoner? What had he done to himself? Depression grew. His pastor had suggested he talk to John, a mental health professional and a man of faith. The day of John's first visit to the prison, Carl restlessly went through the protocol required to meet with someone from the outside. Finally, John sat across from him. Carl said, "I've ruined my life." They talked a while, and then John said that in the Bible, Paul wrote, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." 1 Timothy 1:15. But there in that visiting room, John said he too was the chief of sinners. Carl scoffed. John wasn't the one in prison. But as Carl studied John's steady gaze, he realized John meant it. "Carl," John spoke softly, "if I'm first chief of sinners, you're second." Carl stood abruptly. He didn't need another person telling him how bad he was. He shouldn't have molested his foster child. Carl justified. He just wanted to help her. But they had become so close. "Sit down," John cleared his throat. "You just told me you ruined your life. But what about the life of that little girl?" Carl felt he couldn't breathe. "What about your wife?" John said. "Your church? What about God?" Carl looked away. "None of us think we're as bad as we are, Carl." Carl said he wanted to go back to his cell, but he couldn't escape John's words. For the first time, instead of thinking about the damage he had done to himself, he faced the damage he had done to the girl and everyone else. He was a piece of filth. He didn't deserve to live. Days turned into weeks, and Carl dreamed up ways to kill himself. The prison put him on suicide watch. But John kept coming. He explained that until Carl faced the reality of his actions, he couldn't heal. But now that he had, there was hope. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, Carl was forgiven. At first, Carl rejected the idea. He believed that he didn't deserve forgiveness. John pointed out that Carl was questioning God's capacity to forgive, heal, and change him. Carl was questioning the ability of the Creator and the Sustainer of the universe. Eventually, Carl understood. What he had done to his foster daughter would never be okay. But no sin was bigger than God's ability to deal with it. Carl focused on receiving God's forgiveness, and John asked him to answer three questions. How do I grow? How can I help others? How can I help rebuild what I have destroyed? Carl decided that he could grow by learning more about God, so he took a correspondence course through Moody Bible Institute. Before his imprisonment, he had been a skilled worker, so he helped others by teaching that same skill to his fellow inmates. One thing he had destroyed was his marriage. Carl asked John for marriage counseling. Then came the big challenge. If Carl took the state's reprogramming classes, he could be released sooner. But the approach fought pedophilia by hooking offenders on adult pornography. John said you couldn't fight sin with sin. Carl agreed. Most sexual offenders repeated the behavior. As much as Carl wanted an early release from prison, there was something he wanted more: forever change. Carl refused the classes and served his full sentence. During those long days, Carl continued learning, serving, and rebuilding. When he was released, his wife was there, his marriage solid. The hard work would really start now. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 says, For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. Time for a wake-up call, men. In your life, where do you need to look in the mirror? Confronting sin is hard, but brings freedom.
Hey, men, my name is Mike Platt. Today is October 2nd. I'm coming to you from Jerusalem. Paul tells us in the book of Timothy that there's a saying that we should repeat over and over again in our lives. The saying goes like this, that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of all sinners. You know, I never really understood how to use that verse, and I couldn't understand why I would say I was the worst of all sinners when obviously, so I thought there were people around me that were way worse sinners than I was. But this is where we get in trouble, guys. We rank our sin. We think that there are some sins that are good sins, there are some that are not so good, and there's some sins that are really, really bad. This is where Carl Smith was tripping up in his story today. He saw his sin as something that was so bad that God couldn't even fix it. God couldn't heal it. God couldn't forgive him. And this is what Paul is trying to tell Peter in this verse, that Jesus came into the world to save sinners from all of their sins. He didn't rank some sins as good or bad in that verse. Every sin separates us from God, and that's what Paul wanted Timothy to understand. And this is our challenge for us today, guys. The hard work of dealing with our sin is this: acknowledging it, period, as sin. Not thinking that some sin is good and some sin is not so good and some is really bad, but just acknowledging sin is sin. It's hurting me. It's hurting my relationship with God. It's separating me from relationship with God. And this is what I want to challenge us with today, guys. Are you willing to acknowledge your sin? Do the hard work of saying, God, I've sinned. I'm the worst sinner. I've sinned against you and I've separated myself from relationship with you. Then that confession brings great freedom in our hearts and in our lives. Jesus comes in immediately. He begins to heal and to restore and to bring freedom of relationship again. That's our challenge and our promise today, guys. God bless you. Have a great day.